Okay. We're back here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode 53. The same show as Cedric the Entertainer is coming up right after this, of course, this interview, of course. But first, we'll play the song, divide the segments up, of course. Our little Creek Band, of course. And, of course, we're up to the Rola segment. Rola want to be interviewed by me, of course. Her husband, of course, Derek Shapiro, and with our good friend, half of Sisters for Life, of course, because, see, the thing is, we love Ashley, and we hate Amber, and so Amber says, come a day with you, and we love you. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. We're on YouTube, we're recording YouTube, of course. So, Rola, we'll start with you first, because, this is your interview, really. I'm just adding Amber in, because she's a friend of the family, of course. And our kids love each other, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you guys love each other, of course, because we're all friends, you know? But here's Rola right now, of course. Rola, how are you, Rola?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, of course, you're working on your album coming up. Your album's coming
up. Yeah, I'm working on a lot of things, like a lot of things.
What's a lot of things? No.
Of course, we're traveling.
You're traveling.
Doing a whole bunch of shows, around the different states. And I'm working on an album, of course, it's product of the 80s. Yes, people out there, I'm a product of the 80s, right smack on the 80.
You shouldn't have.
Anyway, this is Rola. You know what I mean?
Remember that?
Rola, right? Right, Bree? This ain't the Derek Shapiro Show. This is Rola Show right now. Okay. Yes, I have a lot of things that I'm working on. I have a couple of tracks with Sisters for Life. You want to cop this album right here if you haven't got it. Self-titled, Sisters for Life. But yeah, I'm working on my album, product of the 80s. I'm working on other stuff with Derek. My daughter, she has her show that's going to be coming out pretty soon, y'all, on the Twitter and all that fun stuff. London Radio on the DerekShapiroShow.com. So be looking out for my daughter, London. Just a whole bunch of things we got coming up. Be reading everything on Facebook, on MySpace. Tune into Sisters for Life, too, because they be advertising, Rola. You want to smile with me. And anything else you want to ask me, Derek?
Well, yeah. Of course, we're going to be up in Rhode Island doing the Tommy's Lodge, of course. And you're going to be doing the AIDS Walk, of course, which is very, very important. It's the 25th anniversary of the AIDS Walk, of course.
Right.
And, they don't have everything together, but they have mostly everything together up there, But, of course, we are going to do that concert to benefit the AIDS Walk up in Providence with your good old pals, Russian Roulette.
Right, and I'm also doing something great tonight. Without my management, my manager, a lot of these things I wouldn't be able to do. But tonight we're going to both be at the Sheraton Hotel. Yeah. Sheraton Gateway. We're going to be great support for Jerry's Kids, the telethon that goes on every year during Labor Day, which is tomorrow. And, it's just a great cause. I love, giving my name out to, great causes because it could be my children. You know what I mean? Anybody's children. Or it could be anybody. So it's always great to help those that are less fortunate.
But the AIDS Walk, of course, it's very important because it's not just for, gay people, the AIDS Walk, up in Providence. Of course, you're very big in the gay community up in Providence,
Rhode Island,
of course. You at the Gay Pride, of course, and hopefully a lot of people, if you sing at the AIDS Walk, will see you at the
AIDS Walk. They don't see me, they'll hear me. You can always log on.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. Why does the lesbian and gay community love your music in Providence, Rhode Island? Like, remember I interviewed Mr. Gay Rhode Island? Why do they love your music? The gays and lesbians.
Sending out a message for them. We connect in a way. I'm not just for one, sex. I'm for everybody. And when you're an artist that's open like that, then you have everyone backing you up. And it's, I'm like a Cher. I'm like a Madonna. I'm like a Diana Ross. I'm like a Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, you're like Diana Ross, right? Okay.
All those fun people. Why shouldn't they like Rola? You know what I mean? Rola.
Of course.
Rola.
All right, and now I'm going to come back to you. I'll go to Amber for a second, of course, half of Sisters for Life, of course. Now, tell me, what new are you working on, of course?
We got a new album coming out. We're not going to display the new album yet. We're still working on it. We don't want to jinx it.
Why don't you want to jinx it?
Because we don't want to jinx it.
What is it about? Is it about Derek Shapiro?
No, not everything's about Derek Shapiro.
Is it about Rola?
No, it's not about Rola.
Is it about your kids?
No. It's a new style got coming out.
Okay, so it's a new style. Like if it gives a sample, what new style does it have in it?
It's bringing more of us.
Yeah.
It's it's dedicated to us. Like, it's bringing our style to everyone and letting everyone see us for real as us.
Now
the first album wasn't really us.
Who was it? Was it me? Who was it?
It was more love. It was more everything that we're really not trying to bring out. So
now, of course, you know, like you're always so positive. You know, of course, you've always been on the Derek Shapiro Show since day one. When I had you on, oh, not since day one of the Derek Shapiro Show, but since day one, since I interviewed you back at the King Caribbean, and at the my birthday bash in Woodstock, of course, at O'Malley's, you're always so positive. Is there a mad side to you? When you get mad, how do you get mad to people?
How does everyone get mad?
Okay,
I mean, everybody has their own madness.
see. We want to see how you get. No, I'm kidding. No, but do you ever put your frustration in your songs?
All the time.
And how therapeutic is that?
It's very bring everything. It helps soothe us. It helps, you know, relax us.
So say I can get you mad, so you can write a song about Derek Shapiro and title it Derek Shapiro.
Nah.
Okay. So all right. So what song do you want us to debut of? Well, actually, you know what we should do just before we debut the song? We should call up your sister Ashley, and just surprise her just quick. You want to call her quick? Do you have a phone quick?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call Ashley just quick, just for a second before we debut the songs. Okay. And Ashley doesn't know we're calling her. I'll lose us out of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And then when Amber's calling her sister. Okay. Rola. Oh yeah. You can use James. Can we use your phones for a second? Okay. Just call your sister. And when she's calling Ashley, Rola, I want to ask you, what's your song you want us to debut of yours? From the, this is from Collab Plus O.
No, this is this song right here.
It's from Collab Plus O.
It's from my Collab and O, actually, featuring Rola. This song right here I did with Dante, you know, back home, my heart, Providence, Rhode Island.
It's your heart?
And, yes.
Why is it your heart?
Providence, with a smaller state, is 10 times more for haters to hate, you know, smile with me. But anyway, this song I did with Dante, and I got Dante on it, the voice, Martin, because his style is just, I love how he's like a common to me, you know what I mean? I love common and all those fun people, but I did this track because so many people were coming at me like, well, you're not gonna make it because, you know, your music isn't too da 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 whatever. But that's where I got this title, My Rage, from, and this actually appeared on my album, right?
Yes, Collab Plus O.
And My Story.
No, did it?
Yes, it did. It is on my. I should know. I put the album out.
So this is My Rage, and then we got Amber over here. Amber has to come back to do this on the Derek Shapiro Show. Going to debut a song by Amber and Ashley, of course.
So yeah,
from Sisters for Life, of course. And Ashley is by phone. Amber. Okay. Oh, speaker. All right. So come back
Hi,
to do this
Ashley.
On the Derek.
Hi, Ashley.
All right. Hold up to the microphone, and. We have Amber in the studio from Sisters for Life, and we can't do a Sisters for Life without you, Ashley. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you?
God, I haven't spoken to you in a minute. I mean, it's been like, what, almost like 5 years. No, I'm kidding. Not that long, right?
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm a traitor to you, too, because in the beginning of the show, I was supposed to, well, I do my show in three studios, in Douglasville sometimes with you guys, and Rich Productions, and we had Repeat. In the beginning of the show, he says I was a traitor because I didn't do it with Repeat, of course. But I did my last show with Kirk Cameron with Repeat. So Repeat always says I'm a traitor. I promise you to do this show, but of course, you know, everything is so busy, and, you know, James Watson over here, I'm doing it with James Watson. So do you think I'm a traitor with you?
Say yes.
A traitor?
Say yes, Rola.
No, Derek, no.
I'm sorry?
I said no, of course not.
I like to spread my love around with James Watson, Sisters for Life, and of course Rich Productions, of course, who's helped me out a little bit. Repeat, of course. So Ashley, how you been doing over there?
Great. I'm actually in the studio now, working on a new record for the second album.
Really? Well, yeah, see,
yes.
I, I told my listeners that the reason why we have Amber here is because we love you the best, and you know we got to get the love for Amber. But really, we have the love for Amber. That's why we can get you on the phone, because we have the love for you back, you know? No, that doesn't make sense, does it? Huh? Anyway, trying to add some comedy in here, right?
Can you tell us, Ashley, what this album is going to bring and what sounds your fan, your number one fan, Rola, what we can be looking for this time from Sisters for Life?
It's going to be a lot of dance music this time. We're trying to incorporate basically what we love, you know, dance music, but we're also incorporating different types of music. We've been blessed having the father that we do that, you know, he listens to everything from reggae to blue country or, wow, you know, bluegrass music. It's a wide generation, and you know, we're just trying to keep our listeners and keep our fans, you know, on their toes and be able to know who Sisters for Life is.
Right. All right, and make sure when people are on their toes, they wear shoes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, bare feet won't work. Okay. But anyway, your song, of course, Amber wants us to play Rockstar. What is Rockstar about?
Oh, my God. Rockstar is about basically, we wrote that song when we were going through a lot, and, you know, it was for all of our haters. And, of course, you know, all of our haters love it. So, technically, they love their song. So, it's definitely a good catchy song.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ashley and Amber, Sisters for Life and Rola. We're going to debut Rola's new song with Dante Inferno from Rhode Island, My Rage, and, of course, Sisters for Life, Rockstar featuring 10, isn't it? Who's 10, by the way?
That was
100. Oh, featuring 100. Oh, it's a print thing. So who's 100, by the way? You hate it. Oh, okay. All right. So here's Rockstar.
Really? You got a hater on a song?
All right. So
how hot is that? Okay. Who does that?
Okay.
Sisters for Life, baby.
Here's our song now. And then next up is Cedric the Entertainer is up next after the songs. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, Ash. I love